This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. Whenever I hear the word plugin, I'm the person that always has air freshener at the front of my mind, thanks to those annoying adverts. But I've got to hand it to the person who called WordPress plugins a plugin because, well, it actually describes it perfectly. They plug in to the core WordPress software and turbocharge your website by adding extra functionality. In this episode, I'll explain this in more detail by what we mean by plugins and why you need them. And I'm also going to have a chat about how to use plugins with your websites and which ones I'd recommend using. Now, I've got quite a lot to say about them, so get cozy, get settled, and here we go. WordPress on its own is a software that powers 45% or thereabouts of all the websites on the internet. This is huge. So for each of those websites to actually be different from each other, you're going to need plugins to extend the functionality. Now, let me be clear before you well-meaning developers come after me. You can, of course, create a WordPress website using code and no plugins. And this actually gives you lots of advantages, but only if you know what you're doing. For many businesses out there wanting to get a website up and running, they won't have the time, they won't have the budget, and they definitely won't have the inclination to code their own website or get a developer to do it for them. Again, please don't come after me. There are many people who love the customizations that come from a fully coded WordPress website. So lots of people out there are willing to pay. But seeing as this is a bite-sized guide to WordPress and most people will come across plugins, I'm going to stick to talking about them. So what's a plugin? It's a piece of code that adds functionality to your website. Now, there's over 50,000 plugins available in the WordPress plugin directory, or repository to give it its fancy name. And this means that there are many, many, many different combinations of plugins that you can use for your website. If you want to sell products, there's a shop plugin for that. If you want to add a watermark to images, there's a plugin for that. In fact, the options are endless. And therein lies the beauty and the beast of plugins. With so much choice, it would lead you to think that you can add all the plugins that you wanted and that you'd end up with the most spectacular website. And that, of course, may be true, but it's more than likely that your website will be running at snail's pace with pages loading a fraction every second instead of milliseconds. And it's also pretty likely that your website would be broken. So the reason is that plugins are code. They're full of code. And this code can sometimes clash with the code of another plugin. And when this happens, the website breaks or it displays errors and things just don't work. The code can also clash with the theme and the core WordPress software. And so that's why you need an expert to help you navigate through those 50,000 options and select the best ones. But how do we choose what a good plugin is? We do our research. We look at the reviews, we look at the plugin developers themselves, we check their websites out and any other plugins or software that projects that they may have worked on. We check the change log of the plugin, which is essentially the log of any changes that have been made. So any new features that have been added to the plugin, improvements, bug fixes, and the dates when they did that. But there are no rules about how often you have to update a plugin as a developer. They can do it whenever they want. Some never update them, and some are fantastic at releasing updates regularly. And these updates usually coincide with updates from other plugins or the WordPress core software. I believe that they're a must for making your website work in a much more meaningful way for your website and business. But you do just need to take care when deciding which ones to use. This brings me quite nicely on how to choose the right plugin and what a good stack of plugins to have as a basis for your website looks like. First thing I always do with a website is protect it. I start with a security plugin and a plugin that facilitates off-site backups. So that means you can have a full backup of your website and keep it in a place away from your website, should there be a worst case scenario, a bit of a safety deposit box for peace of mind. I then look at plugins that are going to help with the speed of the website and the user experience, page loading and things like that. These are optimization plugins and caching plugins. The next place I go is anything that's going to enhance the design. So design enhancing plugins. So that might be page builder or a plugin that complements the theme I'm using. I add these design enhancing plugins, particularly if the client will be handling future content edits, just to make things easy. And the final plugin I like to add is an SEO plugin. This is so we can handle the meta descriptions and meta titles with ease. Now, don't get too strung up on those traffic light systems. Green might mean good and red might mean bad, but they're just a guide to help you and I shouldn't really be taken at face value. I mean, just because it's green, it doesn't mean to say your website's ready for search engines and it doesn't mean that you'll be ranking in the first page of Google right off the bat. But that's a different conversation for a different day. We'll do SEO another time. And I'd love to talk about other types of plugins I'd recommend adding, but with the timer ticking, I'm just going to stick to those main ones. Before I wrap up this episode in a shiny plugin-shaped bow, we need to talk cache, i.e. what does a plugin actually cost? Sometimes plugins cost absolutely nothing. You can simply pick a plugin in the WordPress repository, activate it, and there you go. You can use it. It's full of free plugins. However, these plugins are generally quite lightweight, and this is on purpose. The plugin developers use the freemium model. So if you want that plugin to do more, you're going to have to pay for it, and it's going to be a premium version of it. I personally only ever pay for a premium plugin when it's absolutely necessary. And you know what? I always make them work hard.
Come on, let's go!
So we're nearing the point now where we can't call this a bite-sized episode. But I suppose it just goes to show that plugins really do cast a spell when discussing them from a web design point of view. They shouldn't be an afterthought or a nice to have. They are an integral part of your WordPress website project. And so with great power brings great functionality. Enjoy those plugins responsibly, please. And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.